الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، أما بعد. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we send blessings and salutation upon His Messenger Muhammad ibn Abdullah, salawatu Rabbi wa salamuhu alayh. My beloved brothers and sisters, our Friday sermon today is going to be based on a topic that we're going to discuss: the importance of calling people towards Allah, ad-da'watu ila Allah. Why should we do it? What are the benefits of doing it? And if we don't do da'wah ila Allah, our da'watu ila Allah, what are we going to lose? You see, in this world of today, everyone has a belief. It could be haqq or it could be batil. And everyone is calling towards his way of life. The Muslims believe that we are on the right path, and everyone else should join us on this path. So do the Christians and the Jews and the atheists. All of them believe that they're on the right path and their way of life is the right way, and that's how they're going to succeed in this world. But we believe that there is no way of life that is better than Islam. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. Without a doubt, the only recognized deen, a religion or way of life, is al-Islam. And so as Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us and chosen us and made us Muslims. Not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us to be from the ummah, the nation, ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has blessed us and made us to be from the best of nations, the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ayuhal mu'min, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was describing me and you from being from the nation of Ummah Muhammad, Allah says, kuntum, you people of Ummah Muhammad, kuntum khayra ummah. You come from the best of nation, the best. Ukhrijat linnas. From the nations of human beings, there is no nation that is better than the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah is attesting to that. And He says, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. But there is a reason. There is a reason why you are the best of nations. Allah says, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhawna 'anil munkar. Allah has made you from the best of nations. Amongst the human beings that ever lived, from the nations of Nabiullah Nuh till the last of prophets, whereby in some narrations there are 120,000 prophets. Only 25 have been mentioned in the Quran. But from all the nations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we, Ummah Muhammad, we are the best of nations. Dear brothers and sisters, why are we the best of nations? Ta'muruna bil ma'ruf. We ask and we remind each other that we do good. Wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. And we remind each other and we forbid each other from doing bad things. And that is da'wah ila Allah. Why are we doing that? Because there is no prophet who is coming after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The duty of doing da'wah, the duty of calling people towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is upon me and you. There is no prophet coming. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هو خاتم الأنبياء. Our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is from the last of the prophets. And there is no prophet who will come after him. There is no prophet who is coming. So us, we are supposed to call each other towards the path of Allah. Ayuha al-mu'min, when Allah was describing us, Ummatu Muhammad, Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. We come from the best of the ummah, the best of nation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen that the deen that he's going to be pleased with is the deen that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. And this was the deen of all the prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about whoever who chooses a religion other than Islam, a way of life other than Islam, he might be good, he might be kind, he might be generous, but what if they choose a deen other than Islam? Will they enter Jannah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever who says, I'm a good person, I will help people, I have a kind heart, I'm generous, I don't bother people, but I don't want Islam, what will happen to them? What will happen to them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. Whoever who choose غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ, a religion, a way of life other than Islam, Allah says, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Allah will not accept it from him. Not only will Allah not accept it from him, وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And come on the day of judgment, come on the day of Qiyamah, he will be from the khusran. He will be from the people of hellfire. Ayuha al-mu'min, does it make a difference if someone is from Ahlul Kitab? Does it make a difference if maybe he believes in Prophet Ibrahim and Musa and Isa? Could there be a chance that he might enter Jannah? Listen to the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a narration that was narrated in Sahih Muslim, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, in a narration that was reported by in Sahih Muslim, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates and he says, "An Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Annahu qal," that he said, "Walladhi nafsu Muhammadan biyadi, la yasma'u bi أحد من هذه الأمة يهودي ولا نصراني ثم يموت ولم يؤمن بالذي أرسلت به إلا كان من أصحاب النار." Very clear statement. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم says, والذي نفس محمد بيده, I swear upon the one whose soul of Muhammad is in his hands, and that is Allah. لا يسمع بي أحد من هذه الأمة. There is no one that would listen to me and hear about me from this nation of mine, of Ummah to Muhammad. يهودي, whether he's a Jew, ولا نصراني, whether he's a Christian. ثم يموت, and he dies in his Christianity or in his Judaism. وَلَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِالَّذِي أُرْسِلْتَ بِهِ ثُمَّ يَمُوتُ وَلَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِالَّذِي أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ. And he dies and he doesn't believe on whatever that I've brought, the message of Quran, and that I am the messenger of Allah. He refuses. He said, I will remain as a Christian, I will remain as a Jew. And he has had the message of Islam. قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إلا كان من أصحاب النار. حديث صحيح. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he believes on the day of judgment. It doesn't matter if he believes in God. It doesn't matter if he believes in the prophets except Prophet Muhammad. If he does not believe in Prophet Muhammad and does not believe in the Quran, إِلَّا كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. Now, if this is the situation of Ahlul Kitab, people who believe in the book, the Jews and the Christians, who are closer to us compared to the atheist and the pagan and the mushrikeen, they are closer to us, the Ahlul Kitab. They, if they don't believe in Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if they don't believe in Quran, Al-Kareem, they're going straight to Jahannam. What do you think of the other people who are not from the Jews and the Christians? Ayuhal Mu'min, we should call people to the path of Allah. Because every Christian you meet on the street, every Jew you meet on the street, every non-Muslim if you meet on the street, if he does not accept Muhammad, know that he's going to Jahannam. Now look at yourself. When you're meeting and you're growing and you're sitting in the office and you're walking in the street, how many people have heard of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How many people have heard of the Quran? Are you okay with you sitting in your office, working with someone for 10 years and you never shared the message of Allah? You've never shared the message of Rasulullah. You've never shared the message of Al-Quran with him. You've never shared. Ayuhal Mu'min, I thought it was a story, but I confirmed that it is true. That one of the non-Muslims wanted to become a Muslim. Unfortunately, the group that they were eating, that he was sitting with, were people who were eating qat. They were eating jat. And he told them, I want to become a Muslim. They never called him to Islam, but he liked the Muslims. And they were sitting together and they said, I want to become a Muslim. And this happened in Isiolo, I confirmed. And they told him, there is no position, Imeja, we don't have a space. Then, after some few months, one of the Muslims passed away. And he said, I want to become a Muslim. Sikuna nafasi, there is a position. He said, you're too late. There was one who was born last night. We might be laughing, but wallahi, it's a true story. I thought it was just jokes. You know, when people eat qat, they make funny jokes. But I confirmed that this happened in Isiolo. Even those who want to become Muslims, we are denying them. I remember one incident. I was in Hajj and I was with one of the people, one of the wealthy people from Mombasa. And I asked him, and while we were talking, and then he said, you sheikhs, you scholars, when you're doing da'wah, you're calling people to Islam, don't call those masakin masakin. Look for wealthy people, because this masakin, they will come and bother us in the mosque. I told him, you're maskeen. Don't you know that most of the people of Jannah are fuqara and masakin? Don't you know that all the people who enter Jannah, a big portion of them are the fuqara and masakin? To the extent that on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, when the muhajireen who did hijrah, they will go on the day of judgment and they have nothing, they did not have any wealth to do hisab. Allah would finish with them very easily and they'll be told to come to Jannah. And they would reach on the gate of Jannah 500 years before the Sahabas who had wealth. And the angels would ask them, won't you ask any hisab? He said, we did not have any wealth. So there was not a lot of questions. Because the wealth that comes in, every penny that you have, Allah would ask you, how did it come in? How did you earn this money? And how did it go? That's what the Prophet ﷺ said. لَن تَزُولَ قَدَمَا عَبْدٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يُسْأَلُ أَنْ أَرْبَعَ. The day you stand in front of Allah, you will not move from where you are until you answer four questions. You had ilm. Did you act upon that ilm? You lived in your life. Tell me about your life from since you're born till the day you died. How did you spend your life? The third question will be asked. Allah will say, okay, let's go back. When you are a youth, when you are strong, how did you spend your life? A special question. And the third and the last question you'll be asked, you had wealth. I want to know, how did you come to own it? And how did it go out of your hands? The muhajirin, they will not have much to answer about their wealth. And they would come to the gates of Jannah 500 years. And someone is telling you, if you're doing da'wah, do to the rich people. Miskin. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَنْ رَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Someone feels like, I'm okay, because he has only a few shillings. He's miskin. أيها المؤمن, know that you have a responsibility. If you have a maid in your house, if you have an askari at the door of your house, have you shared the message of Islam? Because wallahi, if they die, in their path, they are all going to Jahannam. The dua that we make every day, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an-nar, they are going to that nar. Confirmed. And it's just not for a few days. It's khalidina fiha abada. We should look at these non-Muslims with eyes of rahmah. Huyu akikufa, huyu anaingia Jahannam. Ayuhal mu'min, this deen of Islam was not just for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the deen of all the prophets. They all called to Islam. And the proof is in the ayah in Surah An-Nahl. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. They were all calling to the path of Tawheed, that we should only worship Allah. أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. You worship Allah alone and keep away from all those that are worshipped other than Allah. Ayuhal mu'min, when we are doing da'wah and we are calling people towards Allah, what are we calling them to? If you see a non-Muslim, what are you calling him to? You're telling me to become a Muslim. What are you calling me to? Then you're calling him to the path of Tawheed, that he should worship Allah alone. That is why when someone comes and takes Shahada, we tell him, say, La ilaha illallah. That all that you're worshipping, is not. They are not supposed to be worshipped. They are none worthy. The only one who's supposed to be worshipped is Allah. And that's how he becomes a Muslim. And he declares it. He says, Ashhadu, I bear witness and I declare that there is none worthy of worship other than Allah. When you're calling someone to the path of Islam and doing da'wah, you're calling them to Tawheed. Another thing that you're calling them to is following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day, is a famous hadith by Al-Irbad ibn Sariyah radiyallahu anhu. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-fajr. We prayed salat al-fajr with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After he finished, thumma aqbala alayna, he turned and he faced us. Fawa'adana maw'idatan baligha. And he gave us maw'idah, reminder, that made our hearts to become very soft. Dharafat laha al-uyun, and we started crying from the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wawajilat minha al-qulub, and our hearts were softened because of what he was telling us. Then the sahabas, they said, the way he's talking to us is like he's going to leave us. Nikamba ya nakufa. Then they asked, Qulna ya Rasulallah, كَأَنَّ هَذِهِ مُوْعِذَةٌ مُوَدِّعٌ. The way you're talking to us, it's like you're telling us you're leaving us. فَأَوْسِنَا, advise us. Maybe it will come a day and we will pray Fajr and we will not see you. Maybe it's someone else who's leading the Fajr, you've already died. Advise us. فَأَوْسِنَا. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أُوْسِيكُمْ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. I give you wasiyah that you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالسَّمْعُ وَالطَّاعَةِ. And you listen and be obedient to your leaders. وَإِنْ كَانَ عَبْدًا حَبَشِيًّا. Even if you Arabs are going to be led by someone from Ethiopia, a black person, if he's chosen as your leader, you should accept him. As-sam' you listen to him, wa-ta' and you obey him. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and this is where I'm heading to. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ يَرَى بَعْدِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Whoever who would live after me, he would see a lot of conflicts, a lot of khilaf. This person is saying that, this person is saying this. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ. Stick to my sunnah. Stick to my way of life. And stick to the sunnah of الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ. The guided khalifats who are going to come after me. And that is Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali. أيها المؤمن, when you're calling someone to the path of Allah, know that you're calling them towards Tawheed and you're calling them towards following the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What happens when you call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you call someone to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the path of Islam, what do you benefit you yourself? I'll mention few benefits. First is you're going to succeed. You will succeed in dunya and you will succeed in akhirah. And it's mentioned in the Quran that when you call people and you advise people, Allah will make you successful. Successful in dunya and akhirah. Allah says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those who call people to the path of Allah and they advise people to do good and they forbid people from doing wrong, Allah will make them to be successful. You see, when you're coming to Salah, the Muadhin says, حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ. Come for success. Success, you find it in Salah. And another way you're going to find success is when you call people towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the best of Muslims are those who are not shy of saying, I'm a Muslim. They're not afraid. They're not afraid for their workmates to know. They're not afraid of their family to know that they are Muslims, that they have submitted to Allah. If anything but, they are proud that they are Muslims. They are proud of their khamis, they are proud of their hijab, they are proud of their niqab. They are not shy and they don't apologize that they are Muslims. Not only that, but they call people towards Allah. Allah says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. There is no person who has better words than the person who has these three characteristics. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. First, he calls people towards Allah. Second, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. He does not call people to a path that he does not follow himself. He does good himself. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. The third, وَقَالَ, and he says, إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. I'm from the Muslimin. He's not shy to proclaim his religion. He's not shy when he's in a meeting and there is khamr being shared in the table and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, he's cursed. Whoever who sits in a table that there is khamr, there is alcohol on that table. He says, I'm a Muslim. I cannot sit where this is being poured. You have to wait until I finish. He's not shy of saying, if he's in a meeting, he's not shy of saying, time of salah is here. I need to go and pray. If there is a meeting that is going to collide with the time of Salatul Jum'ah, he tells the administration, I'm just going to be here till 12. I have to go for Friday prayers. He's not shy. Innani min al-Muslimin. He lets people know, and he lets the world know that he's a Muslim. He's not shy. He's not embarrassed. Ayuhal mu'min, know that the benefit that you get when you call people towards the path of Allah is that your words are the most beautiful words to Allah. Allah loves when you call people towards the path of Allah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ Who is there that has got better words, قَوْلًا, better than the one مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ that who calls people towards the path of Allah. Allah loves when you utter and you call people towards his path. That's the second benefit. The third benefit that happens when you call people towards the path of Allah, it helps to clean your heart. It helps to clean your heart and purify yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ It is him who has sent a prophet, and this prophet is from you amongst you. And he calls people towards the Quran, and he recites the Quran to the people. And in return, he purifies them from the problems that they face. He cleans their hearts. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ When you do da'wah, you are purifying someone, and at the end, you're purifying yourself. When you do da'wah, when you do da'wah, know that you're going to be saved from halak, from being destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that everyone is in khasara. Everyone is in a state of despair and loss. Everyone except those who have these four things. Ask yourself, do you have these four things? If you are missing one, then know that you'll not succeed. And it's in one of the smallest of surah. Allah says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Allah says, by the time that all human beings are at loss, wamepata khasara, illa except alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. Do you have these four things? Do you believe in Allah? Do you do good deeds? Do you call people towards the path of Allah? Are you patient and you advise people to be patient? If you're missing one of these four things, Allah says you are destroyed, you are at a loss, you are at khasara, you are in a state of despair. You can never succeed, my brother and my sister. You can never succeed if you don't call people towards the path of Allah. Another benefit that you get when you call people towards the path of Allah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you support his deen, know that Allah will support you. Allah says, إِن تَنصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنصُرُكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ If you support Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in return Allah would support you. Allah does not need literal support. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just testing us. He's testing us that if we support his deen, in return Allah would support you. If you want Allah to stand by you, if you want Allah to grant you victory, then you should stand by the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the best ways is calling people towards his path. Ayuhal mu'min, know that when you call people towards the path of Allah, another benefit that happens is, if that person becomes a Muslim, or maybe he's a Muslim, but At the office, it's only you who comes to the masjid. He sits at the office. Salat al-Dhuhr, Asr, he doesn't come to pray. Know that when you call him and he prays, you also have that reward. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man dalla ala khair, falahu mithlu ajri fa'ili." You call people towards doing a certain deed, a good deed. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in return, that good deed that that person does, you'll also get the similar reward without his reward being lessened or being subtracted from him. You have a person you're working with, he doesn't pray at the masjid. You tell them, today let's go and pray dhuhr. He says tomorrow, and then tomorrow let's go and pray. And then he said kesho, and then the other day you tell him, one day he agrees and he comes. That salah that he'll start praying in the mosque, till he dies, it is on your record of ajr. It is on your record. Imagine the reward that you have when you call someone towards the house of Allah and he starts praying. Imagine the reward that you get when you call someone towards Islam and he becomes a Muslim and he starts praying and fasting and his children start memorizing the Quran and his grandchildren and great-grandchildren. All those ajr is in on your record. Wallahi, this is just mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. Ajr that you're going to get, reward that is going to stay for generations and generations. Ayyuhal mu'min. And there is no person who has more reward than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because every khair we do, he's the one who has taught us. Every good thing that we are doing today, he's the one who has taught us. Me praying Jum'ah, you praying Jum'ah, all those who are praying Jum'ah, all those years, 1,400 years, all those who are going to pray from Jum'ah from today till the day of judgment, it is in the record of Rasulullah ﷺ. That is why the highest level of Jannah is for him, because of the reward that he has accumulated. So if you want the reward for Rasulullah ﷺ, always follow his sunnah. Do what he has said. Whatever he has not said, don't do it. Don't make it part of deen. And also you have that opportunity. When you call people towards the path of Allah, know that the reward is there. I'm a Muslim. My father was a Muslim. My grandfather was a Muslim. My great-grandfather was a Muslim. Maybe from a lineage of maybe 600, 700, 1,000 years, people were Muslim in my family. But there was a starting point. There was someone who called my great-great-grandfather who was not a Muslim. He called him to Islam. That person who did that da'wah has the ajr of me standing today giving khutbah. Because it started, there was a starting point. Can you imagine the ajr? Can you imagine the reward? And the Prophet ﷺ says, "Man dalla ala khair, falahu mithlu ajri fa'ili." Whoever who calls people to doing good, know that he has the similar reward. Same reward that the one who does. Ayyuhal mu'min, do you know that when you benefit people, Allah would love you? When you call people towards the path of Allah, Allah would love you. And the most beloved people to Allah are the ones who benefit other people. In a narration that was reported by Imam al-Tabarani, وحسنه الألباني, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. People are loved by Allah. People are cherished by Allah. But there is one who's loved most, more than anyone else. أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The one who's loved by Allah most, number one, is the one who benefits other people. And the best benefit is the benefit in the deen, not the dunya. When you're calling someone towards the path of Allah, you're saving him from hellfire. And there is no better way to benefit someone better than calling him and saving him from Jahannam. Ayuhal Mu'min, this is a very great topic, and time does not allow me. But you can do da'wah in your family also. Allah says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Call your family, and you must command them to pray. Da'wah also should be in your house. Have you prayed? Have you prayed? Your daughter leaves. Did she put on her hijab? You're supposed to do da'wah in your family. The imam is supposed to do da'wah in the masjid. And a person should do da'wah to his neighbors, starting with his workmates and the house that he lives in the area. Have you delivered the message of Islam? Ayuhal mu'min, time does not allow me, but I will mention two things that will help you to do da'wah. Two things. First is having ilm. And it's not a must that you have a lot of knowledge. But if you know something, share it. In a narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ballighu anni walau ayah." Ballighu anni. He says, "O my ummah, let my message reach to people, even if it's one ayah that you know. Deliver it, let people know." How many ayahs do you know? How many hadith do you know? Even if it's one ayah, even if it's one hadith, deliver it. There's an old man who memorized the hadith. And he says in a narration, in a Prophet ﷺ, when he says, "Kalimatani, habibatani ila ar-Rahmani, khafifatani ala al-lisani, thaqilatani fil mizani, subhanallahi wa bihamdi, subhanallahi al-azim." And this old man, whenever he sees anyone, since he memorized that hadith, he said, "Come, I'll teach you something. Kalimatani, there are two words that you utter. Habibatani ila ar-Rahmani, these two words, Allah loves them. Thaqilatani fil mizani, and they're going to be heavy on your scale on the day of judgment, your scale of good deeds. Khafifatani ala al-lisani, and it's very easy for you to say it with your tongue. Subhanallahi wa bihamdi, subhanallahi al-azim." Everyone that he meets, he used to tell them that hadith. And one day he was in a hospital, he was in a coma. And he woke up from his coma. And he mentioned this hadith, and he said, when he saw the nurses, he said, "Kalimatani, habibatani ila ar-Rahmani, thaqilatani fil mizani, khafifatani ala al-lisani, subhanallahi wa bihamdi, subhanallahi al-azim." And he died. The little knowledge you have, you must share. Lastly, two things that I'm going to share with you is, first, the little you know, share. Secondly, have good akhlaq. Have good character. You can say whatever you want, but if your akhlaq is not good, people always see your akhlaq. Especially the non-Muslims. The non-Muslims, shaitan always shows them that when a Muslim does mistakes, shaitan does not let that non-Muslim understand, give him waswas, "Oh, this is how the Somalis or the Arabs or the Asians are, or the Swahilis or the Africans." No. Shaitan always make that person see, this is how Muslims are. That is how shaitan works with the non-Muslims. Always to make them see that every mistake that is done, this is the mistakes of the Muslim. It's not the mistake of that individual. And also we have shayateen al-ins. We have shayateen from the human beings. That any mistake is done, they would always say, "Muslim, terrorist." They must put Muslim or Islam. Shayateen al-jinni wal-ins. So, know that first of all, there are people who are at war with us, who want to portray Islam as a bad religion. And they capitalize on the mistakes of a few groups of the Muslims. So you have a duty, you are an ambassador of Islam. You are an ambassador of Islam. I'll finish by this story. Almost 5 years ago, I was invited to an iftar program in Mombasa that was done by the University of Nairobi students, Msauni Group, Muslim Association. And in Mombasa, during the iftar, one of the brothers that were inviting me and I was giving the lecture, they said, "Sheikh, this is a new Muslim. He's one of our lecturers. He became a new Muslim. Doctor," they say his name is Ibrahim. He chose the name Ibrahim. So we communicated and exchanged numbers. That was in Ramadan, 5 years ago. On the day of Eid, I saw a lot of missed calls from him. And I asked, I wondered what was going on. I returned his call later on. And he said, "Sheikh, I was looking for you all day." Then I told him, "Sorry, I was busy with my family. Tell me now that you have my intention, what is it?" He said, "Sheikh, I have a situation. I want to change my name from Ibrahim to Qasim." I asked him why. He said, "I sent some gifts to my mother and she received them a day before Eid. So she went and took them from the day of Eid. The day of Eid, she got the message and she went to the bus and she took the gifts. And she called her son and said, 'My son, I got the gifts. But what is the occasion? What is the occasion?' Then he said, 'Mama, here in Mombasa, we are celebrating Eid.' And she said, 'What do you mean, we? Are you a Muslim?' The doctor said, 'I was afraid to lie because I'm a Muslim. I just told her the truth. I said, 'Mama, I'm a Muslim.'" And the mother asked, "Did you meet an Arab girl in the coast? That's why you became a Muslim." Then she said, "No, Mama. I'm an educated person. I'm a Catholic. I was a Catholic. I did a lot of research. But this is something that I made. This is my choice." Then she asked, "What is your name?" Then she said, "I chose the name Ibrahim." She said, "No, you have to change it. You have to call yourself Qasim." And he said, "I was shocked." I said, "Mama, why?" And she said, "While I was carrying you in my stomach in 1982, when the Moi government was being overthrown, and those who know the history, they know of this incident, when there was a coup attempt that was being done by some of the Kenya Air Force forces, some in the Defense Department, they tried to overthrow the government of Moi. I was inside the town when that day happened, and people were being shot and guns and everywhere. And I was carrying you in my stomach. I was heavily pregnant. And then I met a Muslim. He took me in, and he protected me and kept me in his house. And he took care of me until everything was settled. There were no mobile phones. I could not call your father. There was a panic mode. Then later on, after everything was settled, he took me to the bus and paid my fare. And his name was Qasim. If you're going to be a Muslim, you have to be called Qasim. Takbir. Takbir. We don't know who this Qasim is. But what do we benefit from this? When you show good character, when you live with people in a good way, know that if someone is not going to become a Muslim, then at least he will not hate Islam and Muslimin. That is the benefit. Now ask yourself, you being an ambassador of Islam, do you make people love Islam? Or through your character you make people hate Islam? Wabillahi tawfiq.